Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavli, Psachim Daf Gimel, and we begin on Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, the third line from the bottom in the middle of the line where it says Rav Yirmiyah says that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak had the following question: Mahu livdoik l'or ha'avukos? Is it permitted to check the chometz using a torch? The Gemara asks on that, Masrichale, what is his question? Why would one not be able to? Mipnei sha'uru mavliach, is the problem that the light of a torch is not steady? Answer the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Gedatei, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak follows his reasoning. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Omar Mipnei sha'ner, Boidek Kol Shehu, that we know about a candle, that a candle successfully checks all the small nooks and crannies. The question is, though, whether a torch can adequately do the same check as a candle could. And the Gemara continues, Afapisha ein raya ladava zeche ladava, even though we don't have a proof for this matter, but we have an allusion to using a candle for Bedikas Chometz from the following pasuk in Sfanya, where it says, Vaya bayemahu achapes es Yerushalayim baneiros, and it will be at this time that I will search Yerushalayim with candles. V'iftabai meimah nishma'ina min hadar, some want to learn from the following pasuk, which is in Mishlei, Ne'er Hashem nishmas adam chayfes kol chadvei voten, the light of Hashem is the soul of man, it searches out all of the chambers of his innards. Now without answering that question, the Gemara now comes to talk about checking in the daytime. Amu b'yosa masnithen amma shibadikas hayoim badika. T'taninan v'yuda oime boitkin o la'abasa uva'aba asa shachris uva'shas abir. The Mishnah shows us that it is valid to check for the chometz in the daytime, as the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yehuda says that one checks on the night of the 14th, and on the 14th in the morning, and at the time of Bior, which is the destroying of the chometz. So we see from that Mishnah that it is a valid act to check for the chometz in the daytime. The Gemara now objects to that, Lo yisof davar Rabbi Yehuda ela afila d'rabbanon. It's not only the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, even the rabbanon of that Mishnah would agree, d'taninan, because we learn in that Mishnah, v'chachamim oimrim, im loy bodak, or l'yudalad, yivdoik v'yudalad, the Chachamim said that if one did not check on the night of the 14th, he should check on the 14th. So we see, according to the Rabbanon, it's also valid to check in the daytime. We now have a query, v'soich livdoik l'or haner, if one does check in the daytime, should he be using a candle? The Gemara suggests now, nishma'ina min hadar, let us try and answer from the following brisa. As it says, Ein boikin lo la'or hachama, v'lo la'or halavona, v'lo la'or hakochovim, ela la'or haner. One should not check the chometz to the light of the sun, nor to the light of the moon, nor to the light of the stars. One should only check to the light of a candle. So the Gemara continues in discussing that brisa, Nicha lo la'or halavona, v'lo la'or hakochovim. We understand why you should not be checking to the light of the moon, or to the light of the stars, ela la'or hachama. But in terms of the light of the sun, v'chiyesh chama b'layla, does the sun shine at the night? Hada'amma afila b'yom sech livdok lo haner, we see from here that even in the daytime, one should be checking to the light of a candle. The Gemara also clarifies, lo yisof davar bayis she'im b'ayura, el afila bayis she'yesh b'ayura, afila b'yom sech livdok lo haner. Not only are we discussing here a dark house, but even a well-lit house, and even in the daytime, one should be checking to candlelight. The Gemara now has another query. Mavuos ha'afelim ma'u she'isorech levoitkam b'tchila lo'or haner. May one check dark alleyways using a candle in the daytime of the 14th, since the candle will provide its full benefit as if it's night? Answers the Gemara, Milehen d'rabbonon amrin lo'i k'matuhu menaya b'layla hu menaya b'yemama. From the words of the rabbis, we can learn that even in a dark place in the daytime, the candle is not beneficial as it would be at night. As the Gemara now proves from the story that Rav Huna says, Da'am Rav Huna katavinan alkin be'elein butisa de sidur rabba, when we were hiding from the enemy in the caves of the great shul, hayu madlikin aleinu neiros, they would light for us candles, b'shah shahayu keim hanyoidim shehu yoim, b'shah shahayu mavhikim hanyoidim shehu laila. When the light of the candle was dim, we knew that it was the daytime, and when the light of the candles was bright, we knew that it was the nighttime. So we see the candles are not beneficial in the daytime as much as they are at night. And the Gemara wants to support that from the following statement, B'ti kiyei dema b'b'chia b'b'zi'ira. It should be like the statement of Achia b'zi'ira, Noyach b'knisos el teva hichnis imoy avonim toivois umagolios. Noyach, when entering the teva, brought with himself precious stones and diamonds. B'shar shahaya keois hayodeh shu yom. When their light was dim, he knew that it was a daytime. B'shar shahayim avhikois havayodeh shu laila. When he saw that the light was bright, he knew that it was the night. Asked the Gemara, lama, why did Noach need to know if it was a day or the night? The answer is, yesh chaya echeres b'yoim, yesh chaya echeres b'layla. Some animals eat in the daytime, and some animals eat at night, so he had to know when to feed the animals. Gemara asks another question. V'haksiv, the pasuk says in Bereishis, tzaya ta'as el teva, that there was a window that Noach made for the teva, so why did Noach need to bring in the precious stones? Answer the Gemara, Commander Amar lo shimshu hamazolis b'shnas hamavol. This follows the opinion that the luminaries did not serve during the flood. The sun and the moon were not shining at the time of the flood, and therefore it was not clear when looking out of that window whether it was day or whether it was night, and that's why Noach had to bring in these precious stones and diamonds. So to summarize this daf, the Gemara began with a question, can one use a torch to check for chometz? The Gemara said, perhaps the doubt is as to whether the light of a torch is steady. The Gemara then answered, no, the doubt is based on whether a torch can adequately check all the places like a candle. And it then brought two psukim, one in Sanya and one in Mishle, to show that the light of a candle was very beneficial for searching. We then discussed checking in the daytime. We wanted to prove from Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah and even the Rabbanon that it is valid to check for chometz during the day. First, Rabbi Yehuda said that one checks in the night and the day of the 14th, and at the time of destroying of the chometz, and then also the Rabbanon who said if you didn't check in the night, you could also check in the day. The Gemara asked a query, if you check in the daytime, should you use a candle? And the Gemara brought a proof from a brisa saying you may not check by moonlight, nor by sunlight, nor by the light of the stars, only by candlelight, and therefore we see that there's a time when you should not be using sunlight, but rather using candlelight, and this shows that the brisa is discussing checking in the daytime, and we're still required to use a candle. The Gemara then pointed out that we're not only discussing a dark house, but even a well-lit house, and even in the daytime, you should be checking to candlelight. The Gemara then had a query, may you check dark alleyways using a candle in the daytime of the 14th, since the candle will provide its full benefit? And the Gemara answers that from the words of the rabbis we can learn that even in a dark place in the daytime the candle is not as beneficial as at night, and we find from the story of Rav Huna that when they were hiding from the enemy in the caves of the Great Shul, they would have candles lit and they could tell when it was the daytime because the candles were dim. And we have a support for that as well, that Noach, when he went into the teva, he brought with him precious stones and diamonds, and saw that when the diamonds and precious stones were dim, he knew it was the daytime, and when they were bright, he knew that it was the night. The Gemara then asked, why did Noach need to know if it was day or night? So he answered, in order to be able to feed the animals at the correct time. And then the Gemara asked, surely there was a window opening into the teva, so why did he need the precious stones? And the Gemara then answered that we follow the opinion over here that the luminaries, the moon and the sun and the stars, did not serve during the flood, and therefore he needed the precious stones to know whether it was day or whether it was night.